This is Jay Sekulow. The president of Iran addresses the university students at Columbia. It's called free speech, but is it appropriate?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Those that are supporting the ability of the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, to speak at Columbia University are saying free speech. The question I ask is, it may be free speech, but is it appropriate? Should a university be opening its doors to the president of basically an enemy state, a state that is sponsoring terrorism and causing death and injury to American military? And this is the question. And over the weekend, I don't know if how many of you saw this, but the president of Columbia University said that they would have invited Hitler to speak at Columbia before World War II started, during the Nazi regime, though, which started in the early 30s. I say common sense says you don't do it, it's a free country, but the sense of, I think, the students at Columbia University are very diverse on this. Jordan, what are we picking up from the student reaction so far?
Well, it's interesting. There's students, Jewish students specifically, who were upset about the president of Columbia's comments about wanting to also and would have invited Hitler to speak as well. That coming, of course, on Yom Kippur, the holiday this weekend on Friday and Saturday. The Jewish students outraged because that was being reported in the press over the weekend during that important religious holiday. But another interesting twist on this story, Dad, is that the head of the Minuteman Project, many people know about that, the immigration battle, the group who goes to the border, reports from the border on what's going on to secure our borders, was told he will not be allowed. They actually rescinded his speaking invitation at Columbia University and don't want him to come and speak there anymore. But President Ahmadinejad is obviously, he'll be there speaking. Right now the reports are that speech will occur at 1:30 p.m.
You know, folks, I mean, listen to what's going on here. I mean, and we're going to talk about this during the week and into next week. You've got Columbia University allowing Ahmadinejad, a sponsor of terrorism, the president of an enemy state, sponsoring terrorism. He's invited to speak at Columbia University. You have, at the same time, the head of the Minutemen, which is a conservative group opposed to the open border situation, having his application withdrawn to speak at Columbia University. You have the president of Columbia University saying that, as far as he's concerned, Hitler would have been invited to speak, which is, you know, the outrage of this, of course, is Columbia has a huge Jewish student population. And then, to make matters worse, I mean, just keep going through this analysis, this is all under the guise of free speech, but how about common sense? There's no Columbia was not obligated to have Ahmadinejad speak there. And what about the fact that at the very same time we've got at the Department of Defense, you know, chaplains being investigated because of their Christian faith. We've got chaplains being told they can't pray in Jesus' name. All of this happening simultaneously. I mean, it tells you the nature of what we're engaged in on the cultural level here. It's not just a legal issue here. This is a common sense issue as well. The First Amendment does protect speech, even speech that's disgusting, even speech you disagree with. But the idea that this school would be so politically correct that a conservative would be not allowed to speak, the ROTC cannot recruit, but the president of Iran, who is sending ammunition to our enemies to kill American soldiers, and he's invited to speak. Remember, invited. How about common sense says you don't give the enemy a platform? 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. ACLJ.org. Information posted online. We encourage you to do that. If you want to email us a question, Jordan's going to let you know how you can do that as well.
You go to ACLJ.org. It's very easy to do so. You just go to the left. You'll see Contact the ACLJ. And you go right to On the Radio, and you can fill out a questionnaire form really quickly and send us a question that we'll get to on the radio program, and we'll read it out online. We'll get and over the radio broadcast, and we'll get your answers. But folks, today we also want you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. It's easy to become a member of the ACLJ. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Membership is absolutely free. We want you to stand with us. You get an ACLJ membership card, free booklet, and a free copy of our DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The ACLU, a threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at aclj.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. It's under the guise of free speech, but does it make common sense that is letting Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, speak at Columbia University? Jordan, before we get to the calls, we got a lot of calls coming in. Again, what is the student reaction on campus like?
Well, I mean, there's mixed reaction, just like in anywhere. You've got students who don't mind the fact that the president of Iran, who was scheduled to come in 2006 to speak at the university when he was scheduled to be at the United Nations and ended up canceling that trip. But here's the change that's happened just in the last year, the comments that the president of Iran has made. He said that the Holocaust was a myth. He's had Holocaust-denying conferences in Iran where they've brought in famous Holocaust deniers to meet with Ahmadinejad to talk about why they don't think the Holocaust existed. He's never tried to hide that. He talks about that on the Iranian news network, which is government-controlled. He said that Israel should be wiped off the map. He's been providing weapons to Hezbollah. And now all of those reports coming out of Iraq showing that he's been providing rockets and sophisticated weapons to the insurgents in Iraq that are killing U.S. soldiers. So you had Jewish students on campus at Columbia very upset by that comment, and of course not just Jewish students, but others as well, about the Columbia University saying that they would even welcome Adolf Hitler to come speak at their school.
It really is absolutely outrageous. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Who do we have, Jordan?
Let's go to Chris calling from California on line 4. Chris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
My question was, is that, you know, we're talking about a gentleman who wants to come to America and speak under the amendment of the First Amendment of freedom of speech. But my concern is that he's not even American, and he's trying to infringe on our rights that he doesn't even fight for or believe in. He just wants to use it for his own selfish ambition.
Well, there is no doubt that his desire is to spew hatred, and he may come here and try to blow smoke in people's face, but it's going to be a smokescreen. And this is a guy that has denied, as Jordan just said, he's denied the Holocaust. He has provided weaponry to our enemies. He, in fact, himself is sponsoring terrorism in their country. And they want Israel pushed into the sea. And Columbia University is giving him a platform. And that's what I object to here. It's a free country. They have the right to do it if they want to. Not saying that. But it's a common sense approach. Why would you do this? What is the possible benefit to give a guy like this a world stage, a world platform? Mind-boggling in my view.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak with us about it. Linda is calling from Oregon on line 6. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Linda.
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to know if the president of Columbia has said why he would even want Ahmadinejad to speak there. I mean, he is, it's an insult to all Americans and Jewish sect, and I just don't understand that.
What he's been saying publicly is it's free speech. And look, no one doubts that his statements are protected by the First Amendment. But there was no mandatory obligation on behalf of Columbia University to open up its venue for his speech. And, of course, Columbia is getting a lot of attention. I don't think much of it positive, quite frankly. Jordan, you've been following this today. What is the university saying? What's their official statement here?
Well, the president said that the president of Columbia University said that he's going to grill Ahmadinejad. Now, listen, we don't know if he'll do this or what will happen with those kind of questions about the Holocaust denial, about saying that Israel should be wiped off the map, about human rights violations, because liberal or conservative, that what goes on in Iran and the kind of punishments that are carried out and torture that's carried out and terrorism that's being supported by the government, either side, both Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, Christian, atheist, doesn't matter. Everyone knows the atrocities that are going on and being funded by the country of Iran and, of course, Ahmadinejad being the president there. But the president of Colombia said that he will ask the tough questions, and he said but what he's saying is it's important to know who your adversaries are, and that's why they've invited Ahmadinejad the second time to come speak to Colombia. Now, it waits to be seen that whether or not, one, those questions are even asked by the president at Colombia about the denial of the Holocaust and about saying that Israel should be wiped off the map and the things about the U.S. We'll just have to wait and see.
What are they going to do when the guy walks in? This is what's outrageous to me. When the guy walks in, what are they going to do, applaud? When he's done, what are they going to do, clap? I mean, what's the reaction going to be? I mean, you got to be polite, right? We're a civil society. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, the reality of this is, in my view, absolutely absurd. It's a free speech. It's not a free speech issue. No one's saying it's not protected by the First Amendment. We're talking about common sense. We're in a war with these people, and they're acting as if everything's fine. And we'll see what kind of, quote, grilling they get. I can't imagine these aren't pre-screened questions. That's generally the way it works. Hey, I want to encourage you, while we're talking about the subject of the Middle East, we're going in June of next year to Israel for our second Mission 08. This is the Mission 08 to Israel. We've just started taking the reservations. We're getting a great response. A lot of people are calling. We're going to spend 10 days in Israel. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. You're going to meet with government officials, military experts. We have lunch with the Israeli Defense Forces. You're going to see military maneuvers going on. I mean, it's really an incredible, incredible trip, and you're going to see all the biblical sites as well. If you want to sign up for that trip or if you want to get information, we need to have you call right away because spots are going very quickly. Jordan will give you that number. This is if you're interested in going on the trip to Israel, so you can really get a geopolitical understanding of what we're dealing with here.
1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to get more information about our trip to Israel this summer in June or to book your reservations now. 1-800-662-5406. Let's go right back to the phones. Mark is calling from Ohio on line 3. Mark, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Mark.
My wife and I support your ministry and pray for your ministry daily.
Thank you.
My question is, with the president coming from Iran, coming to the university, shouldn't somebody be arrested for treason?
Well, it's not a treasonable offense because it's probably speech, number one, that the speech is probably protected by the First Amendment, and it would not rise to the level of treason. But it's. I want to go back to this, and I'm a lawyer, and I deal with legalities. But see, to me, this is beyond a legal issue. This is a common sense issue. Why would you do this? What is the point of? We've got soldiers that have been injured that are students at Columbia University. That injuries came from rockets and ammunition made in Iran, produced in Iran. And this is what I'm concerned about. We're sending the wrong message here. This guy should not be given a platform as if he's a recognizable and normative world leader. This guy is promoting an agenda which calls for the elimination of the State of Israel and denies that the Holocaust even existed. But the ROTC cannot recruit on Columbia University, nor can there be ROTC programs at Columbia University. That's what's so absolutely outrageous about this whole situation.
And let's take it to one more level, and that is that this legitimizes Ahmadinejad to the entire Middle East and to the Middle East leaders. Having him at a university in the United States, an Ivy League university, speaking to the press here, answering students' questions, is way more than what he's able to do through his own government-controlled news agency. Here, now, he has the ability to go to the Middle East and say, look at this performance on television in front of United States cameras and on the enemy's home turf at their university, maybe being clapped for, maybe being well-received. We don't know yet until we actually see what happens at this event. But either way, even if he is not well-received but appears to be strong in front of that kind of crowd, it will legitimize him to the rest of the Middle East and to leaders who are questioning his authority and also his actions, who put them under pressure every single day because of the threat of Iran sponsoring terrorism in countries and giving weapons, sophisticated weapons, to insurgents, not just in Iraq, but across the Middle East and Lebanon with Hezbollah and all these other countries. And this will legitimize him if this ends up going well.
Well, this increases his stature. And again, what are they going to do? They're going to applaud for this guy when it's done. They're going to applaud when he comes in. The president's going to give a nice introduction. I mean, we'll see at 1:30, but this whole thing is just really beyond the pale.
Now, we've got some questions coming in online. And remember, if you want to ask us a question through email, you go to aclj.org. And to the left hand on the column, you'll see contact the ACLJ. And you go to on the radio and you can send us a question. We'll read it on air. This question comes in from Ted calling from Pennsylvania. And he says, you're always mentioning and talking about becoming a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. What does membership entail past just getting involved initially and making that initial phone call?
Well, here's what happens. We're, like any other organization, we're a membership organization, and the American Civil Liberties Union brags about its hundreds of thousands of members, and we've been on a drive this last 12 months to increase our membership significantly so that we have an active membership that competes with the American Civil Liberties Union, and we're well on our way. We get new members every single day. When you become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice, when we're communicating with Congress or if we're filing a brief at the Supreme Court or at the Court of Appeals or in a district court or even in a local level situation, we can say we are contacting you on behalf of our membership, and our members are thousands and thousands of members. And it increases our ability both in Washington and around the country. I'll give you a perfect example. Was that situation last week with the Reading for Pleasure when they had that Bible ban. We were able to communicate. We had thousands of people contact. Thousands of our members contacted us about that. We communicated this information. So you also will get our email updates, so you'll know exactly what's going on. You'll get our newsletters that will keep you informed on the major cases. Whenever there's breaking news, you will get that information as a member of the American Center for Law and Justice sent immediately by email. So there's a lot of benefits to becoming a member of the ACLJ. We are encouraging you to do that today. So if you want to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice, it's really easy to do. 877-989-2255 is the number. Membership is free, by the way, and you do get the membership card, our DVD, and our booklet on Protecting Liberty, so it gives you kind of an overview of the ACLJ. Great resources, great information. We want you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice, so when we're speaking out, we can be speaking for you. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org where you'll get updated information, or simply call us to become a member, 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel organized by the American Center for Law and Justice that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list, and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you will be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us, and you will never be the same.
The ACLU, threat to our freedom, a threat to our way of life. The ACLU is committed to rewriting history and our Constitution. They want to strip our nation of its religious heritage, and they want to censor your right to speak out freely about your religious faith. They oppose the posting of the Ten Commandments and are fighting to remove the Mount Soledad War Memorial Cross in San Diego. They oppose our nation's efforts to combat terrorism, and the ACLU is fighting to keep abortion legal, even opposing the national ban on partial birth abortion. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the American Center for Law Law and Justice is aggressively countering the ACLU in the courts, in Congress, and in the battle for public opinion. Stand up to the ACLU and join the ACLJ today. You'll receive a free DVD entitled Life, Liberty, and the Law. Join the ACLJ now by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online at ACLJ.org. Join the ACLJ today and get your free DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. The calls are coming in. Emails are coming in on a variety of topics as well. Let's go right to the phones.
Grant is calling from Virginia on line 5. Grant, welcome to JSecu Live.
Thank you for taking my call, Jay.
Hi, Grant.
Give me a second to build my question.
Sure.
If two people pull up to a liquor store, one of them walks in, commits a robbery, and kills the cashier in the process, comes back out, gets in the car, if the driver was unaware of what the other was to do, he's still responsible for the crime committed, whether he was aware of it or not.
Right.
Now, if the Iranian president is supplying weapons that are being used to kill American soldiers, whether he's directly at war with us, is he not now responsible for his actions? And if he comes to this country, is he not at least now responsible under military law as an enemy combatant of the state?
Well, that's a really good question. And first, when it comes to the issue of his knowledge, evidence is that he knows exactly what his what sources are providing ammunition to the insurgents in Iraq. So I think it would be hard-pressed for him to deny that. With regarding arrest, you bring up another question, which is, can you arrest a foreign leader when they're coming? Remember, he's coming because of the United Nations. And because of the United Nations being held in New York, international treaties apply, and those international treaties do not allow for the arrest going to or coming from a member state, and the president or head of a member state, and he is the president of a member state, which is Iran. But in fact, Iran was on the council that approved ultimately had to approve our application for our NGO status with the UN, and they finally did. A lot of those countries were initially objecting, but we've got lawyers, by the way, in Geneva today on this forced conversion issue for in the Middle East, protecting Christians there. So we're working on that literally as we speak. We filed papers, briefs, and have had a hearing on this already, and we'll be getting a full report. Jordan gave you a report on Friday. We should be getting another report by the end of the week, but you can't arrest him when he's coming in.
Now, this is interesting, Dad. C-SPAN 2 is actually live with the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad. He is on C-SPAN 2 right now. We're going to go into that just for a second. Listen in.
Right, and is a necessity. Security can happen within the realm of God and the belief in God. Those who believe in God seek His assistance and depend on Him. The God who is the absolute power, who is the absolute knowledge, and who loves His beings, the God who upholds the rights of those defenseless people, and those who believe in this God will believe in peace and will achieve peace.
Let's drop right back in here. I mean, I wonder if this is going to be the approach he takes when he's at Columbia, mm-hmm. which is going to be an apologetic for Islam,
right.
Which is what this sounds like. We've only heard a few minutes of it, so I don't want to take it out of context, but it sounds like an apologetic for Islam. But for a moment to say God gave them the authority to do the atrocities that they're doing and supporting the termination of the lives and the killing of our soldiers through the insurgency movement is shocking to say the least, but this is probably what's coming, so I guess we better prepare ourselves for it.
Let me explain, set the picture up for people, because they were just listening to the comments. Ahmadinejad is in front of a blue screen. The UN is behind it. He is reading a statement, looking down, of course, being translated from his foreign language, his language to English, because he's not even prepared. What he's doing is reading. It's very soft-toned. You can notice that right now he's speaking. C-SPAN 2 just broke away from that as well. But it's a quiet speech talking about religion and not doing bad things and peace and all these things.
This is propaganda. Yeah, it's propaganda, and this is what it is, and this is what we've got to deal with. Let's try to get as many calls as we can here before the end of the broadcast.
Maria is calling from New Jersey on line 6. Maria, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Maria.
Right, hello. If a student at Columbia made deadly threats to harm other students at Columbia, would the president of Columbia allow that student his free speech?
Oh, Well, if it's deadly threats, it's not protected speech. I mean, if it's calling for imminent lawless conduct, it's not free speech. But take it a step further. They won't allow the ROTC to recruit on campus. I mean, talk about denial of basic access to information. And we found out, Jordan reported earlier today, that the head of the Patriot Group was told his speech privileges were revoked. Jordan, what's the details on that?
Right. The Minuteman, one of the leaders of the Minuteman Project who founded that project, was supposed to speak at Columbia in the next 2 weeks. Actually, they had invited him to speak. They have rescinded that offer over the week, and at the same time as they were holding Steadfast and having this event with President Ahmadinejad from Iran.
That tells you it's called political correctness. That phrase was very popular in the 1990s, and it's coming back. It's political correctness, and that shows you the double standard here.
Marty is calling from Virginia online for Marty. Welcome to JSEC, you're live.
Hi, Marty.
Hi. I was just wondering why people don't boycott the speech and boycott Columbia University.
Well, I'll tell you this. Bill Kristol called for exactly that in a column he posted on the Weekly Standard this weekend, saying why don't the students just not show up? But I don't expect that's going to happen. We're trying to get a clear signal from the student protest what's going on. Obviously, there's a lot of students upset, but there's not a call for a general boycott, right, Jordan?
No, as of right now, there hasn't been. Now, Congressman Duncan Hunter from California, he has said that if Columbia does have this speech, and this is why I think all day, Dad, there's going to be these speeches by President Ahmadinejad. Now it's on
right.
C-SPAN, too, these red statements. And if this is what Columbia ends up being, it's going to be perfect. It's exactly what he wants, is a picture of Columbia University's logo behind him, with a soft-spoken speech delivered to the entire world. He knows everyone is watching, not on his news network, but on American news networks. It's exactly what the president of Iran is looking for. But Congressman Hunter's bill said that if this happens, he's going to introduce a bill that would take away the federal funding to Columbia University.
And Duncan Hunter would know firsthand because he's got a son that's fighting in Iraq right now. So our hats off to Duncan Hunter, and I do agree that we certainly don't have to subsidize these schools with any kind of taxpayer dollars or student loan programs from the federal government. I don't think that would be necessary. I don't think that's required.
Vincent is calling from Idaho online too. Vincent, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Vincent.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call, and sure. I don't want to stray away from the topic because it's really important, but I was just curious what I could do about this hate speech bill that might be passed would prevent me from saying God doesn't, you know.
Well, you're talking about the hate speech bill that's currently right now in Congress, and they're trying to get it, as a rider to the defense appropriations bill. I was talking with our staff this morning, our government affairs staff. I don't think that's going to happen. So I don't think Senator McCain's going to let that happen. I don't think that Senator Kennedy's going to get his way on that. We'll find out soon. Any type of, you're talking about hate crimes, I mean, hate speech legislation, you got this, you know, the president of Iran speaking at Columbia and spewing what will be a very soft-spoken message, but Jordan's right. It's going to give him the imprimatur of Columbia University, this Ivy League university. So these speech codes are dangerous to begin with in any context, and I go back to it's common sense. That's what this should be, common sense. Let's try to grab one more call.
Ray is calling from North Carolina on line one. Ray, welcome to JSEC Live.
Yeah,
hi, Ray.
Thank you very much. I was in the Navy in 1980. I spent about a year in the Indian Ocean because of the Iranian hostage crisis.
Yes.
And I do believe that this very same guy, Ahmadinejad, was identified as one of the hostage takers.
Yeah, a lot of people think that he was. There's been a lot of reports on that. There's been a lot of forensic reports on that, and I'm optimistic that what I'm seeing happen right now, and I do expect this, by the way, that he's going to give this soft-spoken speech, but he, I think, was involved. We don't know it for sure. They've never been able to 100%
right.
ID it, but there was certainly evidence that indicated that he was part of the hostage-taking. But look, he's a radical. He is calling for the destruction of Israel, and we need to know what he is doing. So that's why we broadcast this today. I'm glad our producer was able to break in to give you a little sense of what he was speaking, at least on C-SPAN at the National Press Club. We will have some of the excerpts of the speech tomorrow. It'll be very interesting to see what he says, and we will get that information to you. That's one of the things we do here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We want to keep you up to date on the exact issues and the current issues that are going on. We also want to encourage you, as we close this broadcast out, we really want to increase our membership by about 1,000 people this week, and we would like you to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice. Become part of our team. Jordan's going to let you know how, but join the ACLJ today.
So easy to do so, folks. All you have to do is call our toll-free number, ACLJ membership, absolutely free, 877-989-2255 to get a copy of our free booklet, Protecting Your Liberties, DVD, Life, Liberty, and the Law, and an ACLJ membership card. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number you call to become a member of the American Center for Law and Justice today. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online.